Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Having a blast on our family vacation.
Uh-huh.
Today is Thursday. We'll have another show for you tomorrow, and then we head back home to the real world. I don't know what I had on my finger, but it definitely made my eye water.
Maybe it was some pepper, something spicy.
I don't know. All I've drank this morning is coffee, and I'm not a coffee drinker, so I don't know if that makes your eyeballs hurt. But all I did is rub my eye, and then it turned into a faucet.
Probably salt, maybe.
Maybe a
salty
salt?
Fingers.
Salt.
I didn't have any salt.
Anything last night?
Or pepper, or Spinderella?
No, I took a shower and stuff. Mm. No, I didn't take
History.
A shower. Yeah. What'd you say?
Nothing.
Yeah, okay.
It wasn't funny. So, but it kind of reminds me of what we did yesterday, because we all got, I think we all got massages, right?
Yeah yesterday was the best day of vacation because it was massage day.
I got a facial, actually.
Okay. Facial day.
Yeah. I didn't want to risk rubbing off the remnants of my spray tan.
Is that why you didn't want to get a massage?
Yeah, because it has to hang on the whole week.
Oh, I got you. Well, create a little coat of sun. On top of that, right, Ken?
Right.
Yeah.
And mine was great. I arrived a little bit early to the spa because I like the
steam
and the hot.
Oh, you do the whole
dry
thing.
Sauna and I like all of that.
They had different areas too. They had like a little dark area you could sit down, or maybe if you like to watch the ocean, you could go out.
Yeah, I got there half an hour
area.
Early just to sit.
Yeah
the locker rooms were super clean,
super cool. So I get the I take a rotation. I go to the dry sauna, then I go to the steam room, then I go take a shower. And I rinse, lather, repeat. I do that a couple of times.
Yeah.
And so then they came in and said, I think it was Russ' face. He goes, they're ready for you. So I go and take a shower again so the guy's not rubbing on my sweat, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so I get out of the shower and I'm like, oh, crap. I think I just eaten some spicy fish tacos.
Yeah.
And I,
oh no, the bubble!
And they were good.
There were some bubbles happening.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I'm in the shower. I'm like, they're waiting on me. I'm like, and you know, you know your body. You know,
yeah.
You're like, can I make it an hour? And I just sit there for a minute, or stood there for a minute, and I'm like, yeah, I can make it.
Is it the one where you're like, your body makes those noises, but it's not your stomach, it's more in the lower region, like you still get the...
Yeah, it's kind of indecisive.
Yeah,
it doesn't know where it's going.
Do I go north or south?
Yeah.
The gates south are not open right now?
I promise this is not gross or anything. I'm just telling you what's happening.
What Al was, what he was feeling, yeah.
So I go in and I lay down on the bed, table. And so homeboy, the masseuse, he goes, lay on your stomach. I'm like, oh, crap. I got
literally
on my stomach. Yeah, because I was kind of bloated from drinking every day. And
Kenzie made a good point yesterday. She goes, but Al said, sir, have we been drinking every day? And she's like, this is different than any other day for you. Any other week at home.
Solid
point.
So my body is like a seesaw, because I'm kind of teetering on my stomach.
Because of the gases?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying, and I'm holding with every inch fiber.
You can't enjoy a massage.
Yeah.
Exactly. And homeboy was awesome.
Yeah.
But I'm clenching my body, my core, just like, you know, don't let anything escape.
Take a minute.
I was just trying to enjoy the massage.
Okay, so what are we supposed to do in that instance? Are we supposed to say,
have gone to the bathroom before.
Plug your nose. Or,
no, you just say, hey, I need to go to the restroom.
And homeboy,
what happens?
We start the massage. I'm laying on my stomach, and he starts at my neck, and he's starting to push down.
My neck. My back.
And pushing down on me. I'm like, oh, don't do that, because it's making it very difficult. And then he starts putting his elbow.
Yeah, he's doing a massage.
He's doing, putting the elbow into my butt while I'm clenching my butt. And it was just a...
And the more you clench, she's like, man, that's a hard knot.
My dude, Big Al's been doing some squats.
I'm holding, homeboy.
Did it ever come out?
No.
Okay,
no.
So you managed to keep
I managed to maintain.
Okay, cool.
So that was great.
This was actually, I think, my first time getting a massage from a dude, but I got a couples massage with my wife.
Yeah.
It was good.
It was good.
Yeah.
I mean, you got, you know... And so then,
good for you, because you know not a lot of men won't do that.
I think I felt good about it just because my wife was in the room, so I was like, "Oh, okay."
So you wouldn't have gotten a man massage if your
If I showed up and it was a dude, I think I would have still done it.
It was my first one.
I'll be honest; it's awkward for a guy to, because I'm not used to it.
I've had a man and a woman. I've had both.
Because they always do that thing when they're walking around the table, they put their hand on your back.
Yeah,
and like
they do a horse.
So that was like, oh, that.
Yeah.
That was weird. But it was fine.
Was it better? Was it better because they got more force?
Yeah. I mean, he was strong, so it was definitely great. Yeah. I fell asleep because he just destroyed it, killed it in a good way.
So I leave there, And I'm still out of my robe, and I'm oiled up.
Yeah.
And let's see, Nick was there.
Looking good.
Yeah. Yeah. Nick was there, and Russ Face was there. Yeah. White Cheddar's there. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, crap. I know it.
I was there.
JC was there.
Well, that's why I was so confused when I left mine. They're all there, and I'm like, "What are we doing something right now?
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, it's not for you. I was like, okay, bye.
We were all there to greet Big Al as he came out of his massage to let him know that he something great was about to happen. This is what took place. Big Al Mack, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
What's going on, sir? How was your massage?
That was fantastic.
Awesome. Well, good. We have some good news and some bad news for you. Yeah. What would you like first? The good news? Awesome. Perfect.
Sure.
We're here to make your Bumble profile a lot sexier.
Okay.
Bad news is you won the waxing contest.
How did I win the waxing? I didn't get in the waxing contest.
It was crazy, bro. You should have been there. That's why
I didn't win a contest. I didn't even enter it.
Yeah, so you won because you won. So we're going to go ahead and take you back there. And remember when we said on the show that one member of the show is going to get waxed?
Yes.
That is you, good sir. Congratulations, my dude.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you. Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, you're going to be so smooth.
So excited.
Yeah. Would you like to know what we're waxing today?
Huh?
Would you like to know what we're going to wax?
You just said you're waxing back here. I mean,
no, we're not going to wax back there. We're going to wax right here.
Oh.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
You want armpit. You don't want to die. You don't want to get lost.
We're supposed to have armpit hair. We're dudes.
No, it's totally in right now. You know how Alan got the Speedos for the European style? Well, guess what? Europeans also like to be fully shaved underneath the armpits.
Well, I guess it could be worse.
You ready?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Why is there a smile on your face like that?
Because it's cool. Now, they told us, can you guys please keep it down? Because we understand waxing could be a little bit, it could hurt a little bit. But
and there's people getting massages and stuff and all kinds of treatments. You know, and they have the soft music and all this stuff.
So they wanted us to keep it spa-like and very calm and zen because we didn't want to disturb everybody else. So this is not going to be Big Al Mack acting. This is going to be the true Big Al Mack coming out while he's getting waxed. Because we were told to be really quiet.
Mm-hmm.
How did Big Al Mack do?
Oh, Lord.
Now, also, Al, we've been asked not to scream too loud because this is a spa and we would like the other guests to feel welcome.
Okay. Well. Oh.
We're about to reach the point of no return.
Turn off the light. Light candle. You're about to...
Don't make me nervous.
She didn't even pull you.
No, I don't want you to touch it anymore. No, don't do it anymore. No.
One, two, three.
Put a towel in my mouth.
Come on, you have something.
Oh, no!
No, he's nothing now. You're okay.
God, what are you doing?
The other side of it. Al got a pool on his belly button. Pool of sweat.
Lord have mercy.
I'll tell you what, you handled it like a champ.
Yeah.
Now the nipples.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
That looked so...
On a scale from 1 to 10.
That... Sir, was maybe the most painful thing I've ever done.
Ridiculous.
What? So ridiculous.
It hurts, but not like that.
It was like steaming, that wax stuff, and she, I didn't know, like.
Let's see that bad boy. Pull it out. Let's see.
How's it feel? Look at that thing.
Feel it, Kelly. Is it smooth?
I'm not feeling it.
You only got one pit wax.
He didn't let her finish.
Oh, yeah. That was it. That was enough.
What do you mean that was enough? That's
enough.
One hairy pit.
I know what. Yeah, that's fine.
She was like, "Are you serious?"
Yeah.
And he's like, "Yeah,
yeah." I got like a pit mullet. I got, you know, short over here and long
party
over here.
Party over there.
She wanted to, she had like this cool magnifying glass so she could get in there and start tweezing out the rest.
Oh, no, no,
Big Al wouldn't let her do that.
No tweezing going on.
She was such
here.
A nice lady.
She was very nice.
Such babies.
I know.
Ridiculous.
Think about us doing that every month.
I got much love for the females. Much love for y'all.
For the females?
If y'all do that, I don't know how often y'all have to do it and where y'all all
every
do it.
Every 6 weeks.
I don't need to know.
Every 4.
Thank you.
Wow.
My hair grows really fast.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We appreciate, men appreciate what y'all go through.
And you know, I had, they called me down there and they said, hey, JC.
Not down there. But
not down there. They called me to go meet up with Big Al Mack because they said, hey, we're going to surprise Big Al and we don't know if he's actually going to take us up on this. Would you mind being the backup? And I reluctantly said, sure, I'll do it. So what I thought
and you
was,
need a your pits are
yeah he could use it more
yeah,
than anybody
they're
else
long.
Yeah thanks
they are they put when you put your arms down some poke out
yeah they do
yeah
which is cool some people grow some hair you know so if Big Al for some reason said I don't want to do this I'm not doing this I was supposed to jump in and go
yeah.
I'll do it with you if you do it I do it so we were both going to get it done but he was so cool with it that I didn't have to do that
well I mean you know. For the show, JC.
It could have been both of us.
I'm a veteran.
You're a champ, and you took it for. And after watching Al do it, I'm so glad I did not.
No. I would not have reacted that way.
Oh,
and I bet you would have become a fan, and you would have started doing it.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Are there some parts where it hurts the most? Like where,
yes.
like
our
the leg
yes.
or the arm,
the right
or maybe
armpit,
the chest.
They say back the hurts, guys.
Really?
The back. Yeah, but there are certain places on us that hurt worse.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, certain
and
areas.
And you know, they prepare you for it. Okay, here comes the worst. And we all know where that worst is, ladies. And,
okay.
Well, let's go to the Weather Center. White Cheddar, what's going on, dude?
If you want to see video of that, KidNation.
yes, of course. There,
awesome.
There is video.
Oh,
Al's toes were like rigor mortis.
Yeah,
I just curled
my toes up.
He couldn't uncurl them when he was done. Because he was...
They were locked.
Dude, those talons were curled under. I could have perched on a power line.
Yeah, we told him that was what he gets for flirting incorrectly with the bartender.
We should have let her do it.
Oh, yeah, right?
She would have loved that right there.
Oh, my gosh.
So, coming up, apparently there were some shenanigans that took place yesterday.
Well, after that, and after my armpit healed, I went down to the bar. And I may have met someone that might be a little beneficial to the show.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you about it next.
Okay.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yeah, we're having fun here at the Diplomat Beach Resort. And if you go to KidNation.com, you'll get to see all the pictures from our family vacation this year, including the dreaded Speedo pictures. Speaking of the Speedo, I did go out to the pool yesterday after the Mexico match. And my dude Alan was out there, and he has fully embraced the Speedo life. Like, my man's out there in the Speedo at the pool, not a bit. This is Alan's life now. This is the man who he is.
Speedo life.
Alan is now European.
No tan lines, bro.
Yeah, man. Like, his legs are more tan than my body. Like, the thigh, where usually guys are super white. No, he's like, tan everywhere.
Only in the winter, though.
I thought it was Wesley Snipes when I was looking at him.
Yeah. I was like, oh, this cool dude. And then he gets out of the pool, and you see all the ladies just stare like, oh, that guy must be from, like, the Netherlands or something.
The Netherlands.
That's where he's from. Yeah, man, you were rocking the Speedo at the pool.
Yeah, man, and then you and I were kind of sitting there together.
Yeah, I think people thought we were a couple.
Well, yeah.
A married couple, both of you rocking your wedding rings.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I was wearing the shorts, though.
This is my partner, Alan.
From the text, I'm sorry, Big Al, but I had to pull her on the freeway. I was dying of laughter at you getting waxed.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh boy.
I'm getting ready for work, trying to be quiet because my husband's still sleeping, but Big Al Matt getting waxed is cracking me up. Al, you need to wax way more often.
No. That's a one and only on that. One and done.
Al, you actually need to finish waxing the other armpit because Al only waxed one of the armpits.
I'm good. No, I'm fine. My right arm is hot.
And you know how the ladies were giving you some the business, Al, for saying that you were screaming too loud.
Yeah.
I went for my first wax, and they started with the armpits, and it hurt so bad.
Yes.
I've never felt pain like that before. And I had two babies. I completely understand,
wow.
Big Al.
More painful than childbirth. Yes, it is.
That's a lady that understands what's going on right there.
But we managed to control our volume. You know, we just take it. Women take it.
Okay, he controlled the volume.
We're not saying it doesn't hurt, but it didn't hurt like that.
Terrific. Okay. Just leave it there. Ooh.
See?
All right.
Controlled.
That's why I had that towel in my mouth. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, it was.
I apologize to everybody that was trying to get a spa treatment yesterday.
Yeah. We did go get some Cuban food yesterday. That was pretty delicious.
It was awesome. It was awesome. Authentic.
Because we had
so good.
Ken, who's the president of Visit Florida, and we were going to go to a different restaurant, but Ken was talking about his favorite Cuban restaurant was actually down the street.
So we're a mile from here, so what the heck?
Yeah, we're like, if the president of Visit Florida says this place is good, we got to go check this out.
Yeah.
And they did not disappoint.
So I think plantains are in my top five food.
Yeah?
Food items.
I used to not like
sweet
them,
plantains.
But now
I love them.
They're so sweet.
And you know it's a good Cuban place when you walk in and a lot of the people eating there are Cuban.
Right.
Everybody's speaking Spanish.
Right.
The
wait
staff was speaking nothing but Spanish.
Right.
That's how you know it's a good Cuban place or whatever place you go to. I ended up getting the paella.
And it was great?
Yeah, man. I got full after.
It's a lot of food.
There's so much food.
Padrinos is the name of it. Padrinos Cuban Cuisine.
Which means godfather in Spanish?
Padrino, mi padrino. Yeah, like my godfather.
Godfather.
Mi padrino.
Slang, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it was awesome.
We
man.
Recommended it if you're here.
And so then we came back here.
Okay.
And we kind of dispersed. Kelly and Alan had to prepare for their podcast. So I, since there is a convention here full of women.
There's a convention here. I saw a lot of people from Sprint. I saw a lot of people that are from the Wax Convention.
The Wax Convention. The Wax Convention.
Yeah, funny enough.
It's your thing now,
right? Yeah. Right, right.
There's some other convention going on, like some banking convention or something.
I thought I'd go up to the bar and show off my right armpit.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Did you put it up on the chair so like the ladies could see?
Oh, absolutely. I started pointing at stuff up in the ceiling.
Yeah.
See, you were proud, weren't
rolling
you?
Rolling my sleeve up. Hey, look up there. It's a chandelier.
It's worth it.
But, of course, that didn't work, it, just like everything else doesn't work for me down here. So,
did you go and apologize to the bartender you hit on the wrong way?
The bartender is not upset with me. She called me baby. She called me. She had made me an excellent drink.
Yeah.
She's not mad at me whatsoever.
Big Al tried to hit on the bartender by saying she worked very slow.
I was just giving her a hard time. Yeah. She can't handle a little sarcasm. We can't be together anyway. So anyway, after striking out at the bar, I wanted to come up here and join the podcast, Sandwich and Some Lovin', which will be released this morning in about a couple of hours.
Okay. Yeah,
10 a.m. Central.
I'm walking to the elevator, and what have we been talking about, JC, you and I, the return of the Don Cheadles.
Yeah.
While we are here in Fort Lauderdale.
Right.
So, but to get a guitar, you didn't bring your guitar.
I didn't know the Don Cheadles were performing.
We never know, because the Don Cheadles, they're very, very impromptu.
We're on a break right now because we're writing.
This is news to JC if you performed last night, because he was not part of it.
Well, here's the deal. We don't have a guitar, and JC plays guitar. So we tried to rent one. It's going to be a big hassle and a lot of money. And I just kind of thought, maybe someone is performing here in the hotel. I'm walking to the elevator.
Okay.
I see a guy with a guitar.
No, you didn't.
What are the freaking chances? I see a guy.
Because you know what? You put it out there.
Exactly.
You said, I'm going to go. And I'm thinking, you're never going to get anybody with a guitar. He said, I'm going to go find somebody with a guitar. Boom. Found a.
Are you
got to start saying what you want.
Are you replacing me?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. No, dude.
No. So, wait till you. This is what I was saying. He's never going to get this.
So I walk up to this guy I've never, ever, ever seen in my entire life.
Okay.
I said, and he's got his gear. I don't know if he's getting ready to perform, if he just performed. Hey, man, I know this is going to be a crazy question, but could we possibly borrow your guitar? I introduced myself to him.
Now, okay. What do you think the odds are of that?
Now, if I'm that guy and I'm walking with my guitar and you walk up to me and ask for my guitar,
yes.
Never talked to you before, I would say, oh, I'm sorry, but no.
Right? And right. So it's like, there's no way.
Because guitars are expensive and they're
very,
your baby.
Very personal. It's your thing.
Yeah.
And I explained. I didn't tell him about the Don Cheadles, but I explained that we're a radio show and we're trying to get a guitar and blah, blah, blah. I said, you know what? Instead of me explaining it, How about you come up to our room where we're doing a podcast right now, and you can meet the other show members, you can meet our producer, and this will be
legit. See, and this is how people like, how do the people fall for those stupid schemes and stuff and end up dead?
Yes.
You know?
Spelly.
This is the truth. Because you meet somebody and you think, oh, there's a nice guy. I'm going to help him out.
Everywhere.
Sure, strange man, I'll follow you up to your hotel room.
Strange man on a radio show who's going to offer me a recording contract.
This is what everybody's saying, oh, I would have never followed that guy there. That's why she's dead. This is why people end up dead.
The only sketchy thing about Big Al is that he has one armpit shaved and the other one's not. That's the only thing that I would have been like, wait, this guy's sketchy.
So, his name is G.
Okay.
G said, sure.
Okay.
And Ellen, if you don't mind, right back here to your left in the bedroom.
G's here?
No, G's not here.
Oh my God, G's been tied up in the bedroom since last night.
G is not here, but his guitar is here.
Oh, dang.
He is a professional musician.
Yes.
Who is performing at the convention,
yes.
One of them.
Yes.
He's letting us borrow. He doesn't know us.
No, I don't know, man. I feel so nervous that he left his guitar here.
He let us. We exchanged phone numbers.
Oh, I'm shaking right
now. When's he expecting this back?
Later today.
Later today.
He said, I won't need it till later.
So at this time tomorrow.
Unbelievable.
At this time.
It's a Taylor?
Yes.
Wow. Oh, gosh.
He said it's tuned a half step down, JC. Half step down?
Yeah. Right.
There's a capo on the.
There is a capo in it if you want to fix it, he said.
And
is that unbelievable?
Wow.
Yes, an expensive.
So what are you guys doing?
So tomorrow, I'm sorry, I was in the middle of a thought. Tomorrow, at this time, you will hear brand new music from the Don Cheadles. Brand new music, a brand new song from the Don Cheadles. No, this will not be played on track. This will be played
A new track.
Oh, yes, brand new song.
It even smells like a professional musician.
I don't know. Describe the scent.
Just like the wood on the guitar just smells like it does some work.
Yeah.
That's working wood.
That's some working wood.
Yeah, work.
Oh, we have a plug-in? Oh. Ow.
There's your capo. He gave you the capo on there.
We're so official.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Yeah,
he's got to turn it on.
This is awesome.
Can you believe the odds of this even happening?
Right.
Finding somebody who is willing to follow a stranger up to a hotel room.
In the lobby.
Willing to leave his guitar with perfect strangers.
I know.
I wish JC would play the guitar behind the entire show one morning.
Right?
I'm just going to strum it throughout the show like it's the Bachelor.
And we got some s'more cookies right here, and then we can light a fire.
So tomorrow, JC, the song. Now, if you are not familiar with the Don Cheadles, our three songs that we've played in the past, they're all to the same melody.
Buy
Me a Boat by Chris Jansen. If you don't mind, JC, and I know you don't have much time to practice, let's do something different. Let's do a different song. You have a very small period of time to learn this song, but it's a Blake Shelton song.
Oh, great.
And I'll sing it. I'll sing my lyrics to that. If you think you can do
Blake Shelton's lyrics to that, or your lyrics?
My lyrics. I've already written the lyrics.
I mean, I'll try. Yeah, I could learn a song probably in a day or less.
Yes. Well, G's got to pick up his guitar probably in the next 3 hours.
Bring the guitar. Oh, I was going to say bring the guitar out on the boat.
So we're going to pre-record this bad boy?
Yeah.
Play it back tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I have maybe a couple hours.
A couple hours after the show.
Okay.
If you can't do it, Alan can.
I've seen him
sit down and learn a song like that before we sing it.
Yeah. My boyfriend's better than you.
I sit down and learn songs like that too. Believe it or not. What song do you want me to learn right now?
It's called I Lived It by Blake Shelton.
So you're going to do a parody of a song that some people might not be familiar with.
Yeah, it's top nine right now.
You didn't want to do like any XXXTentacion or like
Migos
or Drake or something?
No.
There we go.
Mama poured grease in a Crisco can, put 100,000 miles on a Sears box fan. Uncle Joe.
Oh, that's all you get.
Uncle Joe
put tobacco on his hand.
I wonder if you do a Leap of New Rules.
Where the yellow jacket turned him up.
Daddy drove the wheels off a flatbed Ford. Is that the right song?
Yeah.
Isn't one of the rules of parody songs you don't do ballads?
Yes.
Or like Shawn Mendes in My Blood.
Fast,
blood,
though.
Please. Do you take requests?
Shawn Mendes in My Blood. You know that.
You do.
You play it in the studio.
Yeah, why's JC got to learn something new? Why can't you do something new?
I wrote new lyrics. I wrote new lyrics.
Okay. You know, as a Don Cheadle's fan, though, can we get y'all's one big hit that y'all have? Buy Me a Boat.
I haven't played that in a while. So
yeah, it's been a while.
Alan?
The Don Cheadles.
I mean, I can look up the chords.
The Don Cheadles aren't busy.
Al basically just wants a guitar player can play whatever he wants so he can sing.
Well, that's what the Don Cheadles is.
Yeah, that's what we do. I can look it up.
Yeah, you can look it up. Yeah, it's fine.
You know.
And you're self-taught. So
Yeah, I'm a YouTube.
Yeah.
I'm a YouTube.
And I'm self-taught as far as singing.
So you're telling me that this is a half-step tune down.
Step down.
So now it's tuned regular.
But he says if you use the capo, you... Yeah. Let Alan fix it, Robert said.
He's got
all
it.
Right.
He's got it.
So tomorrow, this time... Oh, there we go.
You can keep teasing it. This is just a instrumental.
He's playing for you to talk over.
Just talk.
Oh, tomorrow, this time, y'all. The Don Cheadles. Brand new music. J.C. Chavez on the guitar, and yours truly, Big Al, on vocals.
Woo! I was so excited! Why did you just go up so many
octaves? What was that, dude?
It's the captain.
I was trying to think about it. It is. It's the sunburn of the captain.
Sure
give it to us, Al.
Working like a dog all day ain't working for me. I wish I had a rich uncle that kicked the bucket. And I was sitting on a pile like Warren Buffett. I know everybody says money can't buy happiness. But it could buy me a boat. It could buy me a truck to pull it.
Can you believe we get paid for this job? Sometimes I sit here like, no way.
Yeah, I know what they say. Money can't buy everything, or maybe so, but it could buy me a boat.
Yes.
All right.
See, I told you we still got it.
We still got it, JC.
I got hating on us.
I can't wait to go to my meet and greet.
Tomorrow. Your meet and greet?
My meet and greet for them.
With the Don Cheadle.
The Don Cheadle.
Yeah, just wear that Moomoo again.
But I got to learn I lived it.
Yeah.
You got it.
It'll be fine.
Yeah,
it'll be
good.
Fine.
It's all good.
It'll be fine. Tomorrow's this time. Brand new music.
All right. We're on our family vacation. We're the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The reviews are in. Oh, hey.
Oh,
hey.
My gosh. You saw on stage, man?
Yeah.
Thank you.
The reviews.
Thank you for Lauderdale.
I like the sound, actually. I felt like I was...
Thank you, Hollywood.
Big Al Matt got me a guitar.
Whoa.
I'm taking this home, bro. I now have fallen in love with this guitar. It is part of me. I'm sorry for G. But I'm going to go ahead and keep this bad boy. Thank you, G.
Now you see what a big deal that was. That's a very nice guitar.
I just feel sexy holding this thing.
You are exponentially sexy.
You know what I'm saying? Like this thing, the noise it makes.
It works.
The sound.
It does work. It's a working guitar.
It's got strings on it.
Oh. And it works for him.
I already named her.
What's her name?
Reina.
Reina?
Yeah.
Reina.
Queen in Spanish?
Yeah, that's right. Queen.
So what are
yes,
the,
Queen. Yes, Reina.
Yes, Reina.
Yes, Reina.
So what are the reviews?
But Don Cheadle still got it.
Hey.
That's just one of many text messages that said that.
Good deal.
Well, actually, it was a good deal. Oh. What you mean, no? See, Trey's a hater back in the studio. Is it me or do the Don Cheadle sound way better in Florida? Oh, no, you're right.
Maybe further away.
Yeah. Haters. Big Al can get anything he wants because he did want a guitar so we could play a song. He wants me to learn a song, which I'm trying to learn.
If you can make that happen, why can't you make a woman?
That's exactly what
I'm saying. Materialize.
It says Big Al can get anything he wants.
Yes.
... Except a girlfriend.
Yeah, you can get a man to a hotel room, but not a woman.
Yeah.
So, I try not to read too much into things. But yesterday, I'm swipe. No luck. I said, you know what? Forget it. And I look at the lobby. There's 100 females.
Right there.
All there.
Who needs a social media, you know, or dating site? So I go to the bar, I sit down, order me a glass of wine.
Uh-huh.
These two, I'm sitting by myself. I have not said a word to anyone.
Okay.
These two girls walk up. One walks like with her back to the bar and she's facing her friend who's in front of her. And I'm a foot from her. She looks at me. I'm not even exaggerating. She looks at me and she goes, "Let's go over there." And she just, I mean, you know, she just kind of looked at me, like sized me up,
uh-huh,
and said, "No, Let's go over there.
They passed you up?
I'm like, I haven't even said anything.
You just got swiped in person.
I got swiped left. Yeah. Wow. Now she awesome. Left swiped on me. Like,
you know what it is? It's we haven't gotten to karaoke. I feel like when you karaoke, girls see you on your element, and then that's when they get all turned
off. Well, maybe it's time to evaluate. What were you, exactly, what were you wearing?
Same thing
in
I wore to dinner. I was wearing my Blake Nation t-shirt. And, the same shorts I have on right now.
I'm telling you, we've got to get him on
bad
queer.
Shorts?
We've got to get
him
on Queer Eye Season 3.
I don't know why you wouldn't. I've always offered to dress him. I'm not going to totally change your style.
Yeah. No.
No, if he gets on Queer Eye, they'll redo his house.
Yeah.
Oh, his house needs help too.
Right?
Well,
really
he's not even getting swipes. He's not even getting that far yet.
Yeah, true.
He's not even getting to a place you can scare him off with his house.
No. You're still shut out on the swiping?
Oh yeah.
Because yesterday we were thinking,
I shut it down.
We're like, is Bumble broke? And then Jenna's like, I don't know. We should check it out. So
right.
Jenna, you busted out your phone.
Yeah, I actually had to re-download the app.
right. Because I was thinking, surely I could not be going 0 for 248.
Yeah, like servers are down.
You know?
Yeah.
Surely. I mean, I've had to go to different counties. What county is this? I don't know what county.
Broward.
Yeah, I had to go
Broward
to
county.
Dade County. I think I'm in Georgia. So Jenna says, I'll help. Let me just see if it's working.
Make sure it's working. That's right.
Because I was sure that Bumble had broken.
We thought the servers are down. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Jenna gets up there. Boom. Boom. Match. The first, like, five guys. Yeah,
swiped on 10 in a row without even looking at him.
And they all match, so it's not broken.
And now they're all hopeful.
Yeah.
And she's deleted the app again.
I quickly unmatched all of them and deleted it.
Yeah, right now Jenna's not going to be jumping on that because she got Dewan waiting.
I do.
Oh, Dewan.
Yeah.
I'm very, very, I can't even speak. Never mind. I'm very excited.
See, you can tell she likes him because she flustered.
Yeah,
it's true.
Communication with Dewan's been happening?
Yeah. He's not in the country, so he's probably not listening.
Oh, he's not in the country?
Mm-mm. He had to go to a wedding in Spain.
Oh, España.
Mm-hmm.
Words I've never said. I have to go to a wedding in Spain.
So I don't know. Distance makes the heart grow fonder or forgetful. I'm not sure how this will work.
But you cancel your vacation because is that a done deal?
It wasn't really because of him. I just had a friend who was too on the fence about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I am not. I'm not going to Croatia. I'm going to hang out with my new boyfriend that doesn't know it's my boyfriend.
Oh, he's a boyfriend? Oh, okay.
No.
Yeah,
He doesn't know
he's a
boyfriend.
Okay. When's he get back in town?
I think Sunday.
Yeah. What time?
I'm not sure. Monday.
You gonna be at his house? You gonna be at his house?
I don't know. I'm not cut out for this. I feel too exposed.
What do you mean you feel too exposed?
Because finally, for the first time, I really think I like someone. Mm-hmm. And so, and I feel too, it's exciting, but it's also, and I'm not going to sabotage it. I'm not going
to
be weird. But internally, I feel weird. You know, you feel like, well, gosh, I hope he feels the same way. And,
like he can creep on you?
Or because I feel a little scarred from my past relationship, you know, that I'm like, wow, I think I have some baggage. I think I have, not that I'm going to let it get in the way, but it just psychologically, I'm kind of like, I'm so used to a guy being disappointing that I'm like, oh, I hope he's not disappointing. I hope I don't get let down. But he seems great. He's awesome.
Enjoy the ride. Falling in love is so fun.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes. I mean, we need to hang out a second time.
Yeah.
Double date.
Triple date.
Triple date.
Can you believe it?
Quattro date.
Well, what are you going to bring up?
Justin?
Curtis.
Your phone?
Yeah. We can go together, Big Al.
No.
Yes.
No. I mean, I love you and everything. I think you're awesome to hang out with.
Thank you.
But no.
Great
Curtis
idea.
Curtis doesn't run up his tab.
I just wish you would. I know we're just friends, but I wish you could just text me back. You know, when I invited you to karaoke, and you just gotta respond. You know,
what did you text me?
Like, I said, hey, I'm going with Lindsay to go karaoke. Uh-huh. Come join us.
Okay.
And then within 5 minutes, I responded with, oh, it's closed. Never mind.
Okay, that doesn't need a response. Then you answered your own invitation.
But like, okay, next time or tomorrow would have been great.
Yeah.
Communication is there. Also, JC.
What?
Communication is also important.
You didn't text him back either?
What did I do?
Well.
Oh, hold on 1 second. Let me tell you something real quick before you get off on me right now.
Okay.
let me set you straight.
Yeah. my phone died. So
yeah, that's true.
Anybody it's trying to get a hold of me yesterday, I was making a new best friend, and my phone was dead.
Now go.
And now go ahead.
So you're preoccupied. Oh, that's what it was. Okay. Well, that's not the bone I had to pick with you. It was yesterday as we were leaving dinner, and I needed a picture with me and Kelly so I can show people how much I love her.
Yeah.
When I say take a pic, I need you to take the pic. JC takes the phone and just presses one. Okay, here's the phone.
You know how funny this is? How he was mad at me when I was upset with him for the same situation the other day?
I need vertical. I need horizontal. I need focus mode. Hold booms. On. Snaps.
When you approach a dude and you ask me to take a pic.
That's what we do.
I'm going to take a pic.
Well, mean, you know that means five. In all fairness, a pic means five. See, everyone knows that by now. It's the new rule.
But Jenna's gotten to know dudes, and now when she asks me to take a pic, she goes, JC, will you take pictures?
And just start snapping. Yeah, I want you to start snapping from the moment that phone gets in your hand.
Yeah.
I'm likely going to like the candid more.
I'm a lost soul when it comes to the art or the picture taking.
No, you just act bad at it. Like when dudes act like they're bad at giving massages so they don't have to give them.
Yeah.
But you know, we
same
so good.
Thing.
Yeah.
But when Kenzie asked me for a pic for you guys, I found the location. I got the lighting right. I focused on the face.
You did. You did.
I was just asking if you could return the favor.
Did I not give you back your phone with a pic of you and Kelly?
None of them worked.
Really?
None of them worked. The lighting was awful. It was out of focus. There was people behind us.
And maybe it was a model.
It was the
fault.
Framing. So I'm that's what you have to do if you want the right picture. You have to go out and you find the location and the framing and you tell your friend exactly how you want it taken. Then that's what happens.
I thought the cute old Cuban lady that was acting like she was ducking out of the way looked really cute.
It gave a character.
I thought that looked great.
Yeah. I think that's a new form of holding the door open or holding the elevator open for someone. Like, it's the new courteous thing to do. You do your best to take a picture for someone.
No, ask girls.
It isn't in my blood.
Ask girls to take pics. Because we asked a guy out by the bus the other day, hey, you mind taking a picture? He took one picture. That's what dudes do. Dudes
Yeah, Jenna said, take five. He went, click here.
Yeah.
He didn't even respond.
Yeah. Well, guys sometimes are jerks intentionally.
Yeah.
Speaking of taking pics, I played a prank on my hopefully boyfriend that it's going to play out really well.
Speaking of pictures,
So he was flying over, obviously flying overseas. And so we were joking. I think he's been listening to the show, so he had asked some questions about this side boob situation, and I don't quite know how to explain
to him. He's catching up with the podcast.
I think he's been catching up, because why would he bring that up, right? And so he made a joke about sending a side boob photo. So I was like, you haven't earned that yet. Like, I'm not doing that. And he doesn't seem like the type of guy that's really that way anyway.
Everybody needs a little side boob.
There's plenty on my Instagram, probably. So to be funny...
From the background.
So to be funny, because I don't send photos like that, well, at least not to someone so new, I took a photo of Justin's side boob at dinner. I asked Justin for his side boob, and I asked JC for his side boob, because Justin's was pretty intense, so I wanted to, like, a buffer.
Now tell me this, because this is what I thought we should
intense
send back to the
guy. Good way.
Like a lot of chest hair and stuff going on.
Now here's my question.
Red.
Because Jenna didn't want to do this because she thought it was too over the top, but I said, send the Justin picture and then go, whoops, forgot to shave.
No.
You know, that's pretty
too
fun.
Gross. It's too gross. I want to keep it sexy, but so funny. So I asked JC for his side boob. So I said, two for the price of one, and sent both photos. Mm. And then he sends me that awful downloading. You know, when you're on an airplane and photos,
screenshot.
When someone sends you and you're like, I can't see the photo. You can see the caption. So for 8 hours, he thinks he's going to get two side boob photos of me. So throughout the night, he continued to send me text updates, and he was like, side boob still in queue.
Yeah.
Side boob still downloading.
So excited.
And so what's so funny is that he's still, now he's still traveling, and he hasn't gotten it, and my messages are on green, and so I'm like, oh my god, he just spent 12 hours thinking he's going to get side boob photos. And I don't know how this prank's going to go over, but I've been laughing. I'm like, this is better than you even realize at the moment.
That Wi-Fi on the plane is not strong.
Yeah,
it takes forever.
That overseas Wi-Fi. Oh, I'm so excited.
I hope he likes my tatas.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, your boobs are international.
Justin, you're getting love on your outfit today, speaking of side tatas.
Oh, yeah.
You can watch the show, KQED.com.
From the text, Justin, you are slaying. The Cheetah Girls would be so jealous.
Oh, yes. We are sisters. Yes. Someone said I look like a Flintstone. So rude.
That is funny.
Yes.
That
is funny. Yabba dabba don't. No, I don't.
That is funny.
So rude.
I'll give $5 to that person that wrote that. That's funny.
Well played. That's yabba dabba don't over
yabba dabba don't.
That's funny.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Make sure you check out those pictures at KidNation.com. And today we're going to be out in the middle of the ocean, because we're taking a boat out.
We on a boat.
We're going to snorkel.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Sunbathe.
I was sick the last time you guys were in Florida and took a boat, and I had to miss it. I was so bummed, and it was storming, and now it's sunny. Thank you to go on the boat.
You know what? Maybe we could shoot a music video for your new track.
Yes.
Oh, the Big Al Mac song?
Yeah,
the Don Shields? Yeah, I've been practicing now.
Yeah, me too.
I've been playing music in between sets.
Yeah. Yes, it's hard to focus.
If you put as much effort as you did into playing guitar into taking pictures.
Oh, you're still mad about that.
That'd be better.
You didn't like the Despacito rendition I was playing in the middle right there?
I'm just trying to write some things for a while.
So I'm the annoying guitar player guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's all right.
That's all right.
You're doing
but you're good
show.
At it. You're not as annoying.
Yeah, we're getting ready, dude.
I was just trying to give you guys some lighthearted music, you know,
Thank you.
To get you through your work day.
The Don Cheadles haven't had a performance in a long time.
I know. I was trying to give you no commercial breaks.
It's just another reason I need to get those ugly earbuds. That I make
those
fun
AirPods?
Of you for, the AirPods. I've had about five times on this trip that I'm like, I need those.
I turned around on those. I hate them now.
Why?
The sound completely disappeared. Just... and I looked it up, and it's apparently because wax buildup.
Ew!
It happens to everybody.
Well, if your ears are anything like your nether regions,
you have to clean them. You have to clean them. Actually, I was looking at the pictures of the Speedo.
Unattended.
And my frozone was not that bad.
I think it's just well, that's before it got wet. Because
not even dry. Because I put them on yesterday to see how it looked like, because I couldn't see from the front, and I was like, oh.
There's a lot of curls.
Oh, yeah, you were describing that to your new friend, my friend last night.
Yeah. Well, I think he felt he understood. You know, and Kelly was making me feel better the whole time, going, you can't see anything, Jesse.
Couldn't.
Yeah.
So, can't see nothing.
Your face. Tonight on TV.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. It's Thursday, and that means RuPaul's Drag Race
is on. Yes.
They're going to crown the winner. It is the finale, and it's going to be... I'm so excited because I've been watching this like a religion. And so we got Aquaria, who's up. And we got... Asia O'Hara.
Yeah, so that's on TV tonight.
Eureka.
What else?
Is that a good show? I've heard it's really good.
It's like Project Runway meets America's Next Top Model, but it's a whole bunch of gay men dressing up as women, and they're throwing shade at each other. There's going to be so many gifts, and they're just they look like Barbie dolls. It's so good. It's the best entertainment you'll ever see.
What do they win if they win the RuPaul's Drag Race?
A crown, and they also win the title of Charisma, Uniqueness, Nerve, and Talent.
But do they get a
money?
Money or something?
Or a career? Yeah. $100,000.
Okay.
Well, that's something you should lead with.
Yeah, right. Oh, and the crown.
A crown, though.
I forgot money. Yeah, you can win money and stuff. Yeah.
Did they get their own show somewhere? Like they do, like America's Got Talent. You get $1 million and a show in Vegas.
They become famous and tour the country and go to these clubs. They get more money for their appearances.
Oh, okay.
That's part of it, too.
Like Miss America, but for... drag queens.
Okay, I got you.
Yes.
Queen of the South on tonight, if you've been watching it.
Queen of the South.
Episode 3.
Are you on this one?
No.
No, I'm on 12. It's 3 tonight, so you got a while to go.
Yeah.
You guys, people are excited. It's going to be a blip.
No, it's a huge blip.
Okay. I got some news that we're talking. That's the show that Jenna was in. My daughter was just cast as the double for Heidi Montag Spratt.
What's that?
What? Wait, your daughter's acting now?
Well, her father's a stunt coordinator on a lot of movies and stuff. And apparently they had wrapped Heidi Montag for the day. And then McKelly followed her dad to set, you know, just to hang out because she's bored at home. And Heidi'd already wrapped. They needed to film a couple of scenes with her just as a passenger in a car.
Uh-huh.
And so they said Emma Kelly's about the same size as she is. And my daughter's 11, by the way. Heidi Montag. My daughter's tall, Heidi Montag small. Uh-huh. So they just slapped this hideous blonde wig on her. But they didn't even halfway pin it on her head. I should show you pictures. You'd die laughing.
I would love to see
I'll show you. And she just had to sit in a car as they drove by for like 3 scenes just to... to get the illusion that she's sitting in the car.
Cool. Didn't Heidi get the big boob thing?
She got redone, though. Now she's normal, I think.
Right. Oh, so in the car, you can't see that. All you can see is blonde hair.
Yeah.
So when the movie comes out, you won't be able to tell. But Heidi Montag, there's a little scoop, is in a movie. And my daughter is one of her doubles.
She's like Hannah Montana, wearing the wig so no one
recognizes her. Wow. Kelly getting her first gig.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Good job on her.
Also, tonight on TV, The Match Game is going to be on, Kelly's favorite game show. And we're going to play tomorrow. And that's going to be hosted by our boy, Nick Adams.
Hello, I'm right here.
Hello, Nick Adams.
Hi, how are you?
So we're going to be playing Match Game tomorrow?
Yes, we are. Get excited. Get your creative hats on.
Special edition or regular edition?
All the questions do have to do with the family vacation. Yes,
okay.
Special edition.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get a contestant and everything?
Yes, we're going to play with... Justin, what's your name? Is it Ashley or is it Lindsay?
It's Lindsay.
We're going to play with
Justin's wife.
We're going to play with Justin's new wife.
It's Lynn Slay.
Okay.
Lynn Slay.
Yeah. While I have you, Nick, you had a really cool article you found on ways to find out, because some people's biggest fear is to have bad breath at work or around other people, especially if you work in closed environments.
Yeah, it's always a big fear of mine for bad breath.
Yeah.
In my drawer at work, I have mints, I have gum, I buy them like by the cases.
Good to know.
I just have them. And so a lot of the production people, they just know, reach into my drawer. I'm very giving with my
You want everyone to have good breath.
Yes, everyone. And so I found an article, a guy, his name is Harold Katz. He's the founder of the Breath Company, and he told the Daily Mail six ways to test if you have bad breath.
Okay.
And so I figured I would share this with you.
I like
this.
Yeah.
So number one is the cotton test. So you need a piece of cotton or some gauze, and you just lick it, and you wipe the surface of your mouth, and if you smell it.
Oh, no. Justin just licked the tablecloth.
Well, that's cotton.
So first you're going to smell it, but then you're also going to look at the color. If after a few seconds it looks like yellowish.
Uh-oh. Why'd you put it down?
Well, because yellowish.
I was drinking coffee earlier. coffee residue.
That could be a good sign that you have some bad breath, the color of the cotton after you lick it.
Really?
Then the other one is also a lick test, and you just lick the back of your hand.
Yeah.
JC does that one.
Uh-huh. And then you smell it after about 10 seconds, let it dry.
Oh, okay.
And that'll let you know you might have bad breath. Anyone want to try it?
Well,
I guess we'll wait 10 seconds
and find
out.
You smell your hand first, I think, so you can have a starting point, right?
Yeah.
So you know, oh, my hand smells funky anyway, or, okay.
Yeah.
My hand smells like bad breath and body butter.
I mean, we've been drinking coffee all morning, so it's probably not going to be the freshest going on right now.
The next one is the dental floss test. So you're going to floss the very back of your teeth, the back ones.
Even when your chompers stink.
Yeah, even when I brush my teeth and mouthwash, it still smells.
That means you got super stinky back teeth.
You have some things going on.
But your back teeth, they say, is the most common place for food to get stuck. So that could be. You could have some food hanging out back there you haven't gotten out yet.
So eventually it's not supposed to stink? Because I think everybody
after I brush my teeth and floss, the dental floss still stinks.
Yeah, it smells like those little white balls that come out of your throat.
Are you supposed to floss before you brush your teeth or after you brush your teeth?
I've done both.
I've done both. But I do before.
I like before.
Is it before? I think I'm an after guy.
Yeah, I think I'm after. Yeah. It's like extra cleaning, I think. Yeah.
My floss never stinks, though, when I'm on the dance floor. Hey, if you know what I mean.
No, please explain.
It's the dance. It's the dance move.
No,
floss.
We know.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were doing dental hygiene in the middle of the disco.
Justin does try to do like he's pretending like he's flossing while he does the floss, though. That's his move.
Another way to see if you have bad breath is the mirror test. So if you don't have any gauze or cotton or anything like that, just go look in a mirror or a hand. Just go look in a mirror. Well, maybe you're like, ooh, test number one, hand test says I might have bad breath. Let me check again.
Oh, double test.
So what do you do with the mirror?
You're just going to look at your tongue in the mirror. Again, look at the very back of your tongue to make sure it's not some funky yellow color or a whitish color.
I always get queasy looking at my taste buds because they're all bumpy. It looks like skin bubble wrap and they're different sizes. It's gross. It looks like lizard skin back there.
Really?
Yeah.
What you got going on?
No, look at your taste buds. They're all bumpy. Well, they're gross looking.
I don't think they're gross. I just think they're taste buds.
It's nasty.
My uvula is what grosses me out.
No.
Back there.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just sometimes it'll touch your tongue.
You want some of this uvula?
I like that. It's all slimy looking.
It just looks like a little punching bag in the back of the throat.
Oh, my gosh.
So the last two, you need the help of other people. And this is
blowing your face.
The observation test. That's when you talk to people. Look at their body language. Are they holding
back
their?
Up?
Are they kind of pointing their nose away from you?
Yeah.
Are they kind of backing up a little bit? Yeah. Maybe they're not speaking as much, which means they're not breathing.
They're
holding their breath
under the nose.
And then the last one
is a mask of some sort.
The last one is. Could be the most embarrassing. That's just to ask someone, hey.
That's I don't like that one.
That's kind of like the last result.
Yeah, you're thinking you have it, and so asking somebody means you're going to blow hot breath
on. Well, just know this. If someone's offering you a mint, take one.
Absolutely.
Don't say no, thank you.
Never say no to a mint.
Because that's like a nice thing. It's like, if your breath's so bad, I'm going to take a mint for myself so that I may offer you a mint.
Yeah. So I can talk to you.
So I can be polite.
Right.
Yeah.
But what do you do when they say no?
You put it in their mouth.
Do you really like
Are
the
you
mint?
Sure?
Yeah.
No, because then that's mean, isn't it?
Because if you don't take the hint, it's me like, you need to take the hint.
But is the bad breath kind of like if you have something in your teeth, should you...
I think it's much more
sensitive. Do you say something or do you not say something to
someone.
I want to be told by someone that knows me.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
sure. But I feel that way about all the things.
Mm-hmm.
Food, my teeth.
Fly open.
Yeah. I told you.
A booger in your nose.
So I had there was a dude in the elevator yesterday that had his fly all the way down, like shirt was sticking out the fly and everything, like really bad down.
Right.
I couldn't tell him.
Why?
I don't know. I didn't know him.
Because then you're going to let him know that you're looking down there.
Yeah.
Well, that's an easy one to tell. XYZ or yeah, hey, man.
But there was girls in the elevator, so I didn't want to make them feel awkward.
Or you can just go,
yeah.
Yeah.
You know, do the hand motion, you know?
And then I felt even worse because he was wearing a Saints hat. So I was like, oh, my dude's probably from New Orleans, so I got to show him. I got to make my dude
no
right.
No respect. You hate the Saints now.
No, I love it. I loved it. That's why I wanted to tell him because that made me want to tell him even more.
Just do like Justin does and just zip it up for him.
Yeah. I got you, babe. You
can go. Shirt back in first.
Yeah. No, I couldn't do it.
Let me help you out, big boy.
Nick's actually had to tell me to get some gum at work because me and him used to work next to each other. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I had stuffed nose and a dry throat and I was drinking coffee.
So he's just breathing out of his mouth.
Came in with lots of breath.
And then Nick's like, Justin, do you want some gum? I was like, no, I'm good. Like, I'm just chilling. I eat my onion sandwich or something.
Yeah.
onion sandwich.
But Justin, I did bring some gum with me. Would you like some?
I would love a piece, thanks.
Oh, no, I'm good right now. I'm still drinking my coffee.
Let me know when you want some
gum.
Okay, yes.
How about just take a piece?
Okay.
I'll always take it.
I'll take a five. Five.
Well, that was nice.
Very helpful.
That's what we're trying to do on our family vacation. And make sure you go to KidNation.com and check out those pictures.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, we were talking about should you floss before or after you brush your teeth?
Mm-hmm.
I'm an office manager at a dental office. Floss your teeth before brushing.
Oh,
that's what they say we should be doing. There you go. Now we know.
What I'm doing wrong.
I've been doing it wrong all along.
Yeah,
so
me too.
That's why we like the text. That way you can contact us when we're doing things the wrong way.
Sure.
We did tell you that we have very little time left if you want to get in on the king of. And we have Russ Francis, the man running this whole operation on Kickstarter. Giving us the live updates here.
Thanks. Yeah, we're less than $2,000 away from meeting our stretch goal, which means if we hit that, if we hit $20,000 total, then everybody, whether you contributed early on or now, everyone's going to get 55 extra cards.
Yo,
ooh,
and 55. I think that means the total is 220 cards you would get in there.
Wow.
To play this game, The King of, which you guys have been playing on air for a long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's two types of cards in there. So we kind of changed it up a little bit. So there's name cards, which mean you have to use that actual word, for instance, like Kim. So if we pulled the Kim card.
Kim Kardashian.
Kardashian.
Kim Jong-un.
But then there's things like zoo animals. So it's a category card. And so zoo animals would be penguins, tigers, lions,
monkeys.
Things like that. So you have until midnight tonight to get your...
To
yeah. Well, you can't help yourself. That's why this game is so good.
Fine. Right? Trying to hold myself.
Cows. No, that's not right. I'm out.
Well, that's the point of the game, right?
Yeah. So we got less than 20 hours, right? Yeah. Like 16, 17
less
hours?
Less than 16 now. We're probably about 15, 14.
Midnight Central tonight. $20 will get you a copy of the game. $35 if you want it autographed by the Kid Craddock Morning Show cast. $100 if you want to create your own card, and you'll even get your name credited on the bottom card. As the creator of the card.
Wow.
Help us reach our stretch goal.
Yeah.
You guys want to play one real quick?
Sure.
Yeah.
What are you going to pull out?
One out.
All right. We're going to go ahead at random right in the middle of the pack right here, and we pulled out chain restaurants.
Okay.
Chain restaurants.
Who starts?
I'll start with TGI Fridays.
Okay.
Which way are we going?
Chili's.
Chain restaurants, not fast food, right?
Yeah.
That counts.
Okay. IHOP.
Okay, IHOP. Cane's.
Burger King?
Taco Bell.
McDonald's.
Wendy's.
Oh, sorry, we skipped you.
Taco Villa.
Huh?
What? Taco Villa.
I've never heard of it.
Is that one okay? Yeah. Cheddar says yes.
All right. Taco Cabana.
Ooh, nice.
Ruby Tuesdays.
Outback Steakhouse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What? Mm-hmm. Three?
On the border.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I think you got in before the buzzer.
Yeah, you did.
I was going to say one, but I didn't know if that somebody said it, so I didn't say it.
Sonic.
Wingstop.
Dairy Queen.
Raising Cane's.
Oh, okay. Somebody said it.
Yes.
Yes.
I missed it.
Wow.
Oh, man.
It's your first one.
Oh, well played, big guy.
I thought I'd be in this forever.
Yeah, right?
Popeyes.
Nice.
Oh, shout out.
KFC.
Shout out.
Cheddar's.
Church's Chicken.
Shout out.
Sorry, how we took them.
What?
He did the shout out to all.
Whoa, Russ.
5, 4.
Gun.
I don't know. How can I?
Let's go with Waffle House.
Okay. B Dubs.
Tim Hortons.
Wiener Schnitzel.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Starbucks serves food.
I figured that'd be your first one.
Schlotzky's.
Oh, we're all the way back around to me.
Yep.
Olive Garden.
Long John Silver's.
Mm.
Papa John's.
Red Lobster.
That's Sparrow.
Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, Russ is out.
I'm out.
Little Caesars.
Qdoba.
Payway.
Chipotle.
Ooh. Yeah. I was going to go for that one.
Uh-huh.
Pollo El Loco. Pollo Loco.
We'll accept it. Pollo Loco.
Pollo Loco, yeah.
Panda Express.
Del Taco.
In-N-Out.
Freebirds.
Jack in the Box.
Whataburger.
Carl's Jr.
Firehouse Subs.
Oh, my God.
Hey, there you
Subway.
Go.
Pie Five.
Jimmy John's.
Oh, no. Houston's.
Pizza Hut.
I said Pizza Hut.
You said Pizza Hut.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh.
But you could have said Domino's.
J. Alexander's.
Okay, that's a good one. Rosa's.
Oh, that's
Bob Evans.
Oh, bye-bye. That's a good one. Panda Express.
Oh, you said it.
You did? Oh, no!
Didn't you say Panda Express?
Yep. I said Payway. I don't remember.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Okay, he didn't. Okay.
Oh, so what did you say?
He did say it.
He did?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody did.
I thought someone said Panda Express.
Yeah, okay.
The Finnish queen is the king of chain restaurants.
Yeah.
Congratulations,
yeah.
Jen.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.